Before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on January 13th, 2026. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and the things said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It's important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, the podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. This episode of Well, It Depends will continue our Career Blueprint series, where we discuss some of the goals, challenges, and trade-offs that different professions exhibit over a career. Today, we're talking about professors. Getting into it. Why do people become professors? Many are driven by a passion for teaching or a love of research and academia. It's a path often pursued by those who want to specialize deeply in a subject that they care about and stay close to the world of ideas. For some, it's about making an impact through mentorship, scholarship, and thought leadership. But the path to becoming a professor is long and competitive. It begins by having good grades on your bachelor's degree, so that you can obtain your PhD, which can often take 5 to 10 years or more with limited income along the way. It's not uncommon to spend years in postdoctoral positions, adjunct roles, or visiting appointments before finally landing a full-time tenure track job. And even once you do, salaries vary dramatically based on your field, institution, and location. A tenured computer science professor at a top-tier research university might make $200,000 or more. Meanwhile, a tenured English professor at a regional college may earn closer to $80,000. And many adjuncts make less than $30,000 a year with no benefits. There are also major trade-offs. Academia can offer job stability and fantastic retirement benefits, especially with tenure. But it often comes with relentless pressure to publish, win grants, or serve on endless committees. Now let's look at a couple of examples. Example one, David earns his PhD in biology at 29. He spends 4 years in postdoctoral roles making about $50,000 a year with no benefits and little savings progress. At 33, he lands a tenure track job at a state university, and tenure finally comes at 39. While the raises are slow, they are steady. And by his late 40s, he's earning $120,000 a year, has ample retirement savings, and a pension. He mentors students, publishes selectively, and retires comfortably at 65. The lesson here is that academia can work financially if you secure tenure, stay disciplined, and play the long game. Let's compare that to example two. Anna earns a PhD in creative writing, and after graduation, she pieces together adjunct roles at 3 schools and still earns a total of $40,000 with no benefits and no job security. Years pass. Tenure track jobs never materialize. In her early 40s, she leaves academia and becomes a full-time editor. Her income improves, but she's still behind on her retirement savings and carries student loan debt. She misses teaching, but she ultimately needs the stability. The lesson here is that the academic path is high risk, especially if you don't obtain tenure, and may require backup plans. So what should you consider to be a professor? The biggest challenges for professors are the upfront time commitment, the low pay early on, and the uncertain job market, especially in the humanities. But the upside can include job stability, intellectual freedom, and a solid late career that could be spectacular, especially if you love your subject deeply, enjoy teaching, and are comfortable with non-linear uncertain path.
Thanks for watching. If you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss future updates. Looking for more insights like this? Head over to our website at jgua.com for additional resources. And if you'd like to talk about your personal financial goals, we'd love to help. Just click the Schedule a Meeting button highlighted on your screen to book your complimentary consultation. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in the next video.